Neil Giuliano has served as president of the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation since September 2005. Recently, he has announced his resignation to take place later this year. We thought this would be an interesting time to talk to him about his career at GLAAD, his decision, and about the upcoming GLAAD Media Awards that will be taking place this spring. Hi, Neil.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Well, thank you.
In resigning from GLAAD, you made a very interesting statement that I'm going to quote, that you have attended a lot of events, and yes, you get to get around with high-profile and famous people, but sometimes that means having to tell some of our friends that we think they are wrong. What did you mean by this?
Well, I think what I meant by that, and what's reflected in that, is that we all need to keep learning, and we all need to be a part of the cultural change that's important for the LGBT community. And sometimes that means we have to have conversations about terminology and the way we refer to each other. And specifically, what I meant by that is the whole use of the F word and how we believe that we should not even use that word even amongst ourselves as a community, that if we're asking other people to not use that word to refer to us, then we should not use it ourselves. And, you know, that's not a universally held belief within the gay community. There are some people within the gay community who still think it's okay if we call each other that word, but we just can't have other people use it to refer to us. And we think we just shouldn't use the word at all.
It has also been reported that once you depart from GLAAD, you intend to write a book about your public service.
Right.
Is this something that you've been planning for a long time?
I have. I've actually been working on it off and on for a number of years and have not had a whole lot of time while in the GLAAD job to do that. But it's really just a personal and political memoir about my experiences and my journey, and that I hope would help some other folks over time.
When do you think you'll be leaving GLAAD?
It could be, you know, any time between the end of our Media Awards season, which ends May 9th with our event in San Francisco, all the way through the summer. It really is up in the air right now. But I told them that I am willing to stay and help with the transition and certainly ensure a smooth transition and a great handoff to the new president.
The 20th anniversary of the GLAAD Media Awards are coming up this spring, as you said. Tell us a little bit about the highlights that are planned for this milestone event.
Well, it's a very competitive year, and we're from an overall standpoint, we're looking at 20 years, 20 stories. And what were the 20 moments in the media over the last 20 years that really had an impact on shifting the culture toward acceptance and equality for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community? We're going to highlight some of those. We know it's not an exact list, but we're going to talk about some of the big ones, of course, throughout the program. And then it's a competitive year with some of our categories, so it's going to be an exciting media awards season with GLAAD.
Who's going to be honored this year?
So far, the only ones we've announced so far are our New York events, because that's our first event, and we're honoring Susie Orman, and we're honoring Tyra Banks.
What do you think about the presence of LGBT characters in TV this year?
I think we still have a long way to go.
I would say so.
We have to acknowledge that we have more than we've ever had. So we balance that frustration of how far we have to go with the fact that we have come a long way. So we want to see more. We think we can make a very compelling case to the industry that they can tell our stories fairly and accurately and inclusively and make great television that people are going to watch. And we know that that's the case.
You know, this TV season, first I was very impressed with the number of LGBT characters, and then I was a bit disappointed that some of the characters have either been killed, like in Dirty Sexy Money, or gone straight, like in House. What do you think about this?
Well, we think they're telling stories that are that run the gamut of all sorts of activities and all sorts of the way that people live. And what they experience. And we have to remember that television is entertainment, and it's not always going to be fully accurate of the way the rest of us live our lives, because it's deep in drama, and that's what people like to watch on television. But we've seen some really good progress, I believe, as well. And so we have to balance all of that out.
Well, I know in Brothers and Sisters they have strong characters that seem to be a little bit closer to somewhat of a reality of LGBT life. But, you know, I found when, you know, I was really quite disappointed with some of the characters. You know, it was almost like a cliche. For instance, you know, with the L Word, now it's their last season. What do you see for LGBT communities' presence in future primetime television?
Well, we're hoping that it's going to get better, and we're hoping that it's going to improve, and there'll be more representation. But, you know, we have that same kind of anticipation that all of the viewers have, so that we can see ourselves on the small screen and see ourselves portrayed in a fair and accurate way. So we share that. That's something that we talk about and work on and are trying to influence as much as we can.
Did you get to Sundance this year?
I did not get to Sundance this year. I went to the inauguration.
How was that?
At the same time. The inaugural was an amazingly powerful and moving event and experience. It's actually my fourth inaugural that I participated in and been able to attend, and I had a great time.
Was there a large LGBT presence?
I believe there was, and it was phenomenal to stand there and hear Gene Robinson give the invocation at the big concert at the Lincoln Memorial on the Sunday before, and the big event that for the LGBT community at the Mayflower Hotel that was organized by the Human Rights Campaign was overflowing with 2,300 guests. So it was a really uplifting, exciting, hopeful time, and we're all just really anxious for the hope that has been talked about to come to a reality, and I'm very optimistic that it will in time.
Have you seen the White House website that has actually addressed LGBT civil rights?
I have, yes.
What do you think we have a chance? What do you think is going to be the...
Well, I think it's tremendous just to be included and to be a part of the broader agenda. And that is an amazing step forward and quite an accomplishment for our community to be focused enough to get the attention of the people who are doing that in such a way that we can be included. I think that's tremendous. And I think we have a very good chance at accomplishing particularly legislation with regard to hate crimes, being included in hate crimes protection, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act being inclusive of the transgender community as well. And I think we're going to see the demise of Don't Ask, Don't Tell within a short period of time as well. So I'm optimistic about the federal agenda and feel really good about the way we are placed and the opportunities that we have to make a difference there. We have to realize that we still have challenges and we still have a segment of society that considers us immoral and disordered and not worthy of equality. And our job is to try to change their minds and their hearts, but at the same time, get the people who are sort of in the middle on all of our issues to come to a greater understanding about our issues and understand us fully and accept us fully.
Well, thank you so much, Neil. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you over the years. And
you're welcome.
I really, you know, absolutely hope the best for what you take on in the future. Well, I hope to see you at the Media Awards.
I will be at all three of them.
Okay, you take care now.
Right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.